The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Would you believe Satan knows why you were born and why Adam and Eve were created? Would you believe he knows your destiny? Would you believe he even knows how you get to your destiny? Would you believe he knows the plan of salvation and has known it for these 6,000 years of man's existence on the earth? Would you believe he has helped the world in darkness to the plan of salvation? Would you even believe he has a counterfeit plan for salvation and has the world believing that counterfeit plan? Do you realize he has a counterfeit religion and the world has accepted that as well? Would you believe he has set himself up as the God of the earth and that he has deceived the whole world into worshiping him? Would you believe this world has taken Satan's mind, attitude, and evil character, and that is why we have all the problems that are just about to drown us? Notice what God had to say in Revelation 12 and verse 9. It says this, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him," or his demons were cast out with him, angels that became demons, just as Satan was an archangel that became Satan, the devil himself. This deception began in the Garden of Eden. The course for this world was set at that time, when Adam and Eve began the process of obeying Satan. He deceived Eve and made her believe the lie of a better way of life. A shortcut to salvation is actually what he made her believe. Notice what took place in Genesis 3. "You that are steady listeners of the Way It Ought to Be program know that I dwell on this account quite often, for it is so important to understand because so much happened in this chapter. Just to mention a few things before we look at Genesis chapter 3. Number 1, Satan accused God of lying. Number 2, he made Eve believe that lie. Number 3, Satan kidnapped or stole mankind from their Creator by making them believe the lie that you don't have to obey God because you have an immortal soul and you won't die to begin with. Number 4, he caused Adam and Eve to think there is a shortcut to life, that is eternal life. He also made them think there is a better way to have a good life in this physical life, and that was by just obeying him. He pawned his way of get off on Eve, and Adam swallowed it as well. This chapter also tells us that Satan knew man was created to become like God. He understood what God meant when God said, "Let us make man in our image, after or according to our likeness." Look at this account with me in Genesis 3, beginning in verse 1. "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Has God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" He knew God had said that. Verse 2, "And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." Now this shows us that Eve knew what God had said, but the way that Satan came at her was to make her think God was holding something back, not telling the truth. He planted doubt in Eve's mind because he was leading up to something, and that was to make her believe they would be like God if they disobeyed God. He made her believe you can have eternal life an easy way by obeying me, that is himself, Satan the devil. Verse 4, "And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die." In fact, he told Eve, "You have an immortal soul. You won't die." The world has swallowed that lie ever since. Verse 5, "For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Yes, this shows that Satan knew that it was God's plan and God's purpose, and that he had taught Adam and Eve that their purpose of life was to become like God by putting on Jesus Christ and by reaching out and partaking of the tree of life, which represented God's way and God's spirit that makes it possible to become like God. Well, this shows that Satan knew the destiny of man, which is to become like God. In other words, he planted in Eve's mind, why take the long road when you can take a shortcut to be like God? Well, Satan wanted a world worshiping him, and he has that. Yes, Satan knows what true and pure religion is. Notice what God had to say here, inspired the Apostle James to write in James 2, verse 19. You believe that there is one God. You do well. The demons also believe and tremble. Yes, even Satan and his demons believe and know there is one true God, and they tremble. They fear their judgment. They know what it will be. Satan has kept the world in darkness as to the purpose of life, why you were born, and true and pure religion. But Satan and his demons, they know the plan of salvation, and they know what their destiny and their judgment is going to be. At the end, they will be thrown into the lake of fire and be tormented day and night forever and ever. In Genesis 1, God tells us the purpose of life, as well as many other places in the Bible. It is not to go to heaven when you die, or an ever-burning hell and never die, never burning to death. That is a popular teaching of Christianity. I don't know where they get that. They don't get that from the Bible. The Bible doesn't teach that. So the only other place it could come from would be man or Satan or both. Could it just be tradition and we don't want to admit it and dig for the truth? Well, the truth is, Satan has so blinded the mind of man that mankind actually thinks he is right. God says there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. And Satan has this world believing that his way is right, that man's way is right, and man's way is patterned after Satan's way, the way of Get. Let me ask you something. Does it seem to you that everything is turned upside down? Are you happy and contented with your religious beliefs? You need to think about that, my friends. Are you happy and contented with your religious beliefs? Does it seem like there's something missing in your religion and you don't know exactly what it is? Could you explain your religion to others? Do you know for sure what you believe or why you believe what you do? For instance, why do you believe you either go to heaven or hell when you die? Why do you believe that? Could you explain that to someone? Why do you believe you have an immortal soul? You need to think about this, and you need to give yourself an honest answer, and you need to look for the true answers. Why do you believe Christ was born December the 25th? Have you ever thought about that? Why do you believe Christ rose on Easter Sunday at sunrise? Why do you believe Christ was only in the heart of the earth a day and a half, only half the time he said he would be, and the sign that he gave that he was the true Messiah? Why do you believe that, my friends? Have you proven that? Why do you believe Sunday, the first day of the week, is a Sabbath and is when you should go to church? Why do you only take someone's word for what you believe? Why don't you study the Bible to find the truth? You can understand the Word of God if you are willing to obey it. You don't have to go to some religious college to understand the Bible. Could you be misled at such a place? It takes God's Spirit to understand His Word. Man cannot give you God's Spirit. Only God can do that, and will, if you begin to obey Him. Acts 5:32, as I've quoted many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, says this, "And we are His witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to them that obey Him." Yes, God says He gives His Spirit to those that obey Him, to those that are ready and willing to obey their Maker. And when God gives you His Spirit, you continue to grow in understanding God's Word. That is, if you continue to be willing to obey what you learn. Isn't any wonder Christianity and other so-called religions doesn't understand the plan of salvation, why you were born and where you're going? God makes it very plain throughout the Bible what your destiny is and the purpose of life, and why you were born and how to fulfill that purpose. But you won't understand that unless you are willing to obey God. So the place to start is to begin studying the Word of God with a mindset and attitude set of obeying it. We have already noticed the purpose of mankind in Genesis chapters 1 and chapter 3, and that is to become like God, a spirit-born son of God into the God family, building the mind, the attitude, and the character of God Himself. And that's what you have to do before God can use you in His family or in His kingdom, before God will give you eternal life. My friends, the answer is simple if you're ready and willing to hear it. Now, what does the New Testament say about the purpose of life and where you are going? Notice in Romans 8 and verse 29 what Paul had to say. For whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he, that is Christ, that Christ might be the firstborn among many brethren. Indeed, Christ is the firstborn into the family of God, the firstborn among many brethren. Those many brethren haven't been born into that family or the kingdom of God yet, like Christ has, but will at the first resurrection. That is, if you are one that qualifies, if you are one that puts on Jesus Christ, that builds his mind, his attitude, and his holy righteous character. Now, what do you have to do to qualify to be born of God into the family of God? Well, the answer is very simple. If you understand the Bible, as I have brought out on the Way It Ought to Be program many times, you have to become like God in mind, attitude, and character. The Bible is filled with that statement. God said, let us, the God kingdom or God family said, let us make man after our likeness. He stated that in Genesis 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. God spoke these words in the context of all his other creatures. That is, he said that they would produce kind after kind. And that is God's purpose for mankind, is to produce kind after kind. And you remember, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Yes, God's purpose is to bring the human race to have the mind, the attitude, and the character of God himself, so you can be born of God, to become a spirit-born son of God, right into the family of God, and to become a spirit-born brother of Jesus Christ, right into the family of God. But it is a process of building the mind, attitude, and the character of God. And it takes your lifetime to do that. And if God hasn't given you that opportunity, if God hasn't opened your mind to understand that in this life, you will have a chance to understand that. You will have your first chance to understand that in the second resurrection. But if he is opening your mind now to understand that, my friends, don't reject that truth. Grab it and run with it. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. We hope that you'll keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, because these are vital topics, my friends, that you need to understand if you want to be a true Christian and if you want to be born into the family of God. Request our free booklets, Just What Do You Mean? Born Again, and Why Were You Born? And all you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.